This week on Out of Chicago, we have photographer Levi Sim. Welcome to Out of Chicago. I'm your host, Chris Smith, and this is the podcast where we talk everything Chicago photography. Well, this week we have Levi Sim. He was one of the stars of last year's conference, and he'll be back again this year for the 2015 Out of Chicago conference. It's June 26th through the 28th. Levi is going to tell us all about the types of photography that he likes to do. He's going to tell us about going out on the street and shooting. He's going to be talking about Lightroom. He's going to be giving tips on all those things, and talking about the conference this summer. So here we go, Levi Sim. All right, okay, I think we're already recording. Actually, talk a little bit. Let me make sure that our levels are okay here.
Okay, I'm talking about myself. Yep. And
you're good. This is how it's going to start, actually, too. This I'm talking
that
about.
That was the intro.
Yeah, you're going to love it. All right, I'm here with the one and only Levi Sim, and we are going to be talking about all sorts of stuff, all the things that he photographs. He's a full-time photographer out in Oregon. Is that right, Levi, Oregon?
That's right. Yeah, yep. I'm in Portland.
In Portland, Oregon, that's right. And we're going to talk about all the things he's going to be doing this summer at the Out of Chicago Conference and all the things that he's got going on in his professional life. So welcome, Levi.
Thanks, Chris. I am so excited about the conference coming up about Out of Chicago.
Yeah, this is your second year. You were there last year. Yeah,
it's your second year too.
It's my first year because I'm teaching this year.
Oh, you're teaching this year.
Is that crazy? I know.
Excellent. Yeah, you robbed us last year.
Yeah, they let me teach this year, so I take it back. I'm in charge. I do whatever I want. So you were here last year. You're one of the first ones. You were great last year, taking people out, shooting. We're going to talk about all the classes you're going to be teaching. And I want to talk about the type of photography you do. And you know, when I first saw you online, I think it was on Google Plus the very first time a few years ago. And I'm like, wow, man, this guy is a great landscape photographer. I'm like, wait a minute, this guy does more than landscapes. It's like, well, actually, you do all sorts of stuff. Tell us about the type of photography you do, Levi.
Oh man, I like to be pretty good at everything.
You're better than pretty good. Yeah, go ahead.
Oh well, thanks. I like photography. I mean, I really enjoy doing it, and it doesn't matter what I'm photographing. If I can find something with great light on it, I'm gonna, or if I can make great light, then I enjoy photographing it. So I'm expecting some chocolates any day now from one of my clients. They have a chocolate factory, and they send me chocolates to photograph.
And hoping for some great light on them.
Yes, exactly. So I generally make great light on those. I set the thermostat a little lower and try not to melt the chocolates.
That's probably a good idea.
I photograph them. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I love to photograph landscapes. Like you say, I love to photograph street photography. I've traveled around the world. The year I quit my job as an engineer, I went to 9 different countries for my job and got to photograph all over the place. And I love doing street stuff. I love doing cityscapes, and I love photographing people in the airport and everything. I love to make people pictures in particular.
Yeah. And I mean, that's really what you're known for, is your people pictures. And there's all sorts of different street photography. And you're one extreme. There's the opposite, right? I mean, this is a good thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's one extreme where you're kind of hiding out on the corner. You're trying to be as discreet as possible, and you're the exact opposite of that. So tell us what you do when you're doing your form of street photography.
Oh man. So for me, when I love making pictures, but I also just like people. And so when I'm photographing people, I think the least important thing I do is make a photograph, and the most important thing I do is talk with people and kind of hear a story, share a story, and talk to folks. So when I'm making street pictures, I walk up to people and I say, hey, you know what? This is my exact line. I say, hi, my name's Levi, and I'm practicing pictures today, and there is this great light falling on you right now. Do you mind if I just make a picture right where you are? You look awesome. And they almost always, like 99% of the time, say yes. Or I say, oh man, there's this great light right here, and you're wearing those awesome red sunglasses. Can I make a picture of your sunglasses? Or can I make a picture of your chihuahua or that awesome scarf you're wearing? People don't mind letting you take a picture of their glasses. They don't realize that they happen to be on their face. So I'm making a picture of the people too. But by the end of it, we've we've made a picture and they've got a story to go share with their friends too, that this weirdo attacked them on the street and made him be in a photograph. So
yeah, but I mean, there's something special about the way that you're able to interact with these people. I mean, it's something that I just can't do. But it's part of what you're going to be helping people with. Is that right, at the conference?
Absolutely. When we go on a photo walk, I think one of the photo walks we're going to try, we may take somebody with us. We may have a subject that we bring along with the purpose of photographing them on the street.
I'm not going.
Come on, Chris.
That's what Giulio Shorio said last time. He goes, if the models didn't show up, Chris is doing it. I'm like, yeah, right. I don't know about that.
Well, man, if you can go on Giulio's walk too, he's a blast to walk around with. Boy.
Oh, I'm looking forward to meeting him. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Geez, a blast. He'll be here in a couple of weeks again in Portland. And I look forward to going shooting with him again.
Oh yeah. They're doing their whole tour up the coast, I want to say.
Yeah. They do it. It seems like every 6 months or so, and it's really enjoyable.
He's awesome. So, okay. So you're going to be taking people out. You're going to show them exactly what you do, and you're going to be helping them do it as well. Is that right?
That's right. Yeah. And whether it's staging a picture or just assaulting strangers on the street and smiling
in
them
the
into
best
the frame.
Way possible.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, it's really amazing how far a smile goes. Were you in the walk last year?
I was going to say I was on one of your walks last year. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Was it the one where the dude on the street grabs me and drags me over?
Which one are you talking about? There were a couple different times I remember seeing you. Go ahead. What was that story?
Well, so one of the guys on the street, I said, hi, my name's Levi. Can I make a picture of you? And he grabs my, you know, we're shaking hands and he says, your name's Levi. And he just holds my hand and drags me down the street to where this other guy's got his wallet or something. And he pulls out his driver's license and shoves it into my face. And his name is Levi too.
Exactly. Yeah. And someone got a great photo of the two of you too. I remember that.
That was awesome. That was a lot of fun.
That was good. Yeah. I was around then, and I was also with you when you were shooting the guy that was like on the motorcycle. I remember came down.
Same sidewalk.
Yeah, that was so cool. And the guy was, you just walked right up to him. You're like, let's do a portrait. And
he was waiting in line at the stoplight.
Yeah. And then he stayed another 10, 15 minutes, I think. That was really cool. Now, will you sometimes send those people an image or at least give them your website or whatever so they can contact you?
Absolutely. I give them a business card and say, if you'd like a picture, send me an email. And I'm happy to share it with them. You know, I used to gather people's emails to send them a picture.
Mm-hmm. That's tough, though.
It is. Well, it's a little bit tough, and it's too much responsibility.
Right. And if they really want it, they'll contact you. Yeah.
There was this time in Atlanta, and I happened to go to this Civil War battlefield on the like 145th anniversary of the battle, and there were all these guys there with cannons doing this reenacting, and they were blowing stuff up, and I was making pictures, and I had my flash there, and I enlisted some standers by some passers by to hold the flash, and I was lighting these guys up, and I got these just terrific portraits with these fellows, and I wrote down all their addresses. I photographed a bunch of families crawling over cannons. It was cool, and I wrote them all down in this little spiral notebook, and then in the security line, I took the spiral notebook out of my pocket because it's got a metal ring on it, and I put it in the little dish, and it's still in that little dish.
Somewhere. Oh, that's
somewhere.
Terrible.
Yeah, and I feel terrible about it because I was like, yes, I'll send you pictures. And
yeah. Well, that's a good way to do it. Give them your business card. They'll contact you, and there you go. Yeah.
Right. The last thing I want to do is take a picture, and that's what I felt like I did to those guys. You know, I took all their pictures and didn't give them back. So
yeah. Well, if you guys are out there listening,
that's right.
It's Levi Sim. How do they get a hold of you?
any of the red leggers? I think that's what they call themselves. There's a post on my blog
apologizing
ages ago about it. Yeah. Right.
Very good. That's funny. So
email
can you
me at Chris Smith at out of Chicago.
Oh, great. can you give people a couple of tips, or is it as easy as just saying that and you're done? As far as going up to somebody and trying to get a portrait of a stranger on the streets.
Yeah, it really just takes some practice, but it works every time. You walk up and you say, look, I'm practicing my photography, and I think I can make a good picture of you right here. Would you let me try? And you smile about it. And you say, do you have a second? And then, and before they say anything, you say, my name's Levi. What's your name? Mm-hmm. And you shake their hand and you say, and if they say, no, I don't want to be in a picture. Well, how about just your shoes? They're in the same light. Let me take a picture of your shoes. I'm like, no, man, you can't. How about, you know, just find something. And unless if they talk to you, you can do it.
That's gutsy.
Yeah, if they blow you off and walk away, it's not worth chasing them.
Oh, sure, so yeah, you don't want to fight them
on the street. Yeah, if somebody up the street sees you chasing this guy, they're not.
It ruins it with everyone else. Yeah,
exactly.
That's a good point.
And just remember that the least important thing you're doing is making a picture. The most important thing you're doing is talking to a person, and that's the important part of your picture anyway. So
no, that's cool.
Yeah, do that. You know, buy a hot dog from the hot dog guy and take his picture.
yeah, that's a good point.
Get the deal ahead of time. Say, hey, can I take a picture of you making my hot dog? That, you know, that'll help you break the ice. And I was in New York one time, actually the only time, and I had a flight at like 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So I got on the subway really early and went into the city, and went to Times Square. And it was actually this time of year on a Saturday morning, and there was nothing going on. There was nobody out. And it was cold, and I was in a bit of a funk, and so I hadn't approached the few people I did see on the street all morning, but I stopped and had a bagel in a restaurant and made a goal to photograph 4 people before I got on the train to go back to the airport, and that little goal, I walked out the door and there was a guy walking 2 little poodles, and I said, hey, can I take a picture of your dogs? And then how about you hold your dogs? And I photographed like 15 people after that. Just something. I got to, you know. Just
once you get it going.
First one. Exactly.
Get it started. Yeah. No, good.
A little momentum.
Now, are you asking for model releases, or are you just never planning to use these for commercial use?
I'm just never planning to use them. I think I should. I think I should start doing it because people will do it. I'll say, hey, would you mind if I... well, so one simple way to say it is, in order to share this with you, I'm just going to put it on in a gallery on my website, but you have to sign my, will you just sign this so that I can put it on that gallery online?
Right. And make them sign away everything.
Yeah. Down. Yeah. if they've already given me a picture, they're not going to turn me down for that. I mean, technically, as I understand it, even to post it on Facebook, it's a published picture and I should really have their permission even to do that. So.
Really?
If they want a picture back from me, then that's the cost.
Well, that's a whole other subject. Okay, interesting.
And yeah. I'm not qualified to speak on that subject.
Yeah, no, that's good. Here's something you're qualified to talk about. With all of the different options out there right now, as far as cameras and gear and everything, which way are you headed? Because I know you've made some changes in the last year or so. What kind of stuff are you shooting with?
Yeah, you know, I've owned just about every Nikon camera, prosumer and pro camera or shot with since 2009 and several earlier models as well. And I haven't picked up a Nikon camera in 6 months. And I've switched over to Panasonic, to the Micro Four Thirds.
Wow. Did you sell all your Nikon stuff?
Oh, well, I mean to. The thing is I sold my 70-200 and my 14-24, and that gave me enough cash in my pocket to buy 2 bodies and a 10 lenses.
Yeah.
And so I haven't had any impetus to sell the other stuff. I really need to sell it though, because it's going to depreciate here as soon as everybody else catches on.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah, exactly. So what cameras are you shooting then?
My GH4 is my primary, and that's the one that everybody touts as a terrific video camera, which it is.
Oh, we talked for 30 minutes with Julio on that. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Well, and Julia was the one who got me hooked, actually.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah. But it's a phenomenal stills camera as well. I'm having a slow time breaking into the moving pictures thing, but,
he tries to make it sound like it's so easy, but it's not.
It's so simple.
But no, I think it's hard. I mean, you got to be worrying about audio. You got to, you normally want to be on a tripod or something to keep it steady. Right. And there's a lot to it.
This camera even makes it easier because you just pop it into super slow-mo and you can handhold anything because your shake is slow motion now too. And
crazy.
So it's more gentle, but, it's simple to do, but not that easy to finish.
Yeah. Okay. So you got the GH4.
I've got a GX7 as well.
Cool.
Which I love. It's small and light, and it's got a corner mounted viewfinder, so I'm not mashing my nose against the screen.
Yeah.
Love that. And then the best thing on earth is the Leica Noctocron.
Oh, that's like a 42.5 or some crazy
exactly.
number.
Yeah. That's 42.5 millimeter F1.2 lens. So it's exactly equivalent in field of view to an 85 millimeter on a full frame camera.
Yeah. That's awesome.
It's the finest lens I've ever shot with, bar
really?
None, including a bunch of Zeiss lenses, including everything from Canon and Nikon. It is
really?
Just super sharp. And
wow.
The whole thing is so light. I'm not fatigued and I.
And a 1.2.
Yeah, it's a big, so it's a 1.2 aperture, which is great because it gives me all the light gathering I need.
Mm-hmm.
However, because of the field of view difference, I'm on a much smaller sensor. So I stand back a little bit farther to frame up something in the same way. So if it's the same field of view as an 85 millimeter lens mm-hmm. on a full frame camera, but it's two stops
different. Yeah, I know what you're saying. Like on,
yeah, like
yeah,
the,
exactly.
The depth of field is deeper.
Yeah,
which
but
is
I mean,
also good.
I agree. Yeah, yeah, because you're getting the speed advantage of the 1.2. Yeah,
exactly.
It's not so shallow that it's one of those. You know, just the front of the left eye is in focus.
Right.
You know,
and so I get a lot more usable pictures because I can focus on somebody's face and their face is in focus. And I'm not, yeah, I don't have the ear in focus instead of the eyeball.
Yeah, to actually shoot the full frame at 1.2 or 1.4 or whatever, it's not an easy thing to do.
Right.
And if anything's moving, it's almost like forget it. So yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
And we all get hooked on the super shallow depth of field thing at some point or other. But as I've got to produce saleable pictures,
mm-hmm.
The less I need the super shallow depth of field.
Yeah, tell us, you're a full-time photographer. Tell us what types of things you're shooting professionally right now. What have you been doing like over the last year or whatever?
Oh yeah, this last year has been wonderful. I do pictures that help people, that help businesses make money, you know, that help them grow. One of my clients is a university, and we go around to all the satellite campuses that the school has. Well, it's Utah State University,
okay.
And they've got all these campuses in just about every town in the whole state, where you can either do a mixture of online classes as well as a video classroom. So you go there and you're interacting with students via a TV screen and camera with the professor who's lecturing in Logan, Utah, and you're down in Moab. And so it's the same class that the other students are getting, and the teacher sees you there raising your hand and he answers your questions and stuff too. So it's a really cool program, and they've got a classroom in a strip mall or at the county building or at a small campus in just about every town. So we go around to these campuses and photograph the stories of some of the successful graduates, like a nurse who's going back to school to get her master's degree. And she can stay at her job and she can stay with her family and still complete her degree without having to leave and go to these other campuses. So I photograph some headshots of her, some pictures of her working in the hospital, interacting with coworkers and with patients. And then we also have a video team who does an interview with her and we're showing that this could be you, you know, this person represents you and you could do this too. And then they use my pictures in all the printed materials, the billboards, these little lookbooks and things. And it's really a lot of fun. So I'm photographing landscapes and I'm photographing people in landscapes and I'm photographing people in offices and I'm photographing people in front of a white backdrop. And I do that like four times in a day. And so it's really fast and I have to make great light everywhere we go. And it's so much fun because every spot is a new challenge. And, you know, we shoot a lot of teachers because teachers are great candidates for going back to school. You know, you've got continuing education stuff. Do you know this?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And so I photograph a lot of teachers in a lot of classrooms, but they're all different. The teachers are different. Their classes are different. The light is always different. And there's some wacky thing sticking up in a foot and there's windows in the way. And
yeah.
I've got to
uh-huh.
Do all these tricks to try and make a terrific picture in a screwed up lighting situation.
Yeah, well, that's the job of the photographer is to solve problems, right?
Exactly. Yeah. So I do that, and I do that for all kinds of businesses. So I'm going to the doctor's office on Thursday, and we'll photograph the doctors, and then we'll photograph them working with patients and doing action shots, and they'll use these on the website. The thing is that like stock photography looks like stock photography, and I don't think people really pay much attention to it these days. We see so much of it that it doesn't matter.
Yeah, like that's the woman with the headset on. Yeah, I get
exactly.
it.
You know, the same one. Yeah, or those guys right. that high key portrait of the executive looking people.
Yes.
But if it's the doctor that you're going to see, and it's in his office or her office, when you show up there and it's recognizable, I think it's a big difference. It makes a big difference, and it feels much more real. And I think people are able to project their brand more fully through their website this way.
So, totally agree.
So now, I love that. It's different every time.
No, that's super cool. Now, before I hit the record button, you were telling me, because we were talking about some of the classes you're doing for the conference, and you said that for your workshops, you're doing a workshop on Thursday and on Friday. And for maybe part of those, you're talking about possibly trying to get in and talking with some of the businesses around there. That's the type of stuff you're going to actually be teaching at the conference, right? Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, exactly. So I'd like to take our class and do this kind of work, because I love doing street photography, and I love doing landscapes. But people are my business, and I have a hard time making a living off of selling landscape work and street photography.
Everyone does.
There are, and there are such wonderful artists coming to the conference, like Marie. Oh my goodness. And Valerie Jardin. Oh my gosh. Where did you get these people? They're incredible.
I asked them, they said, oh, okay.
Yeah. So I love doing that stuff, but I have a hard time making a living off of it. So I'd like to show you pictures that you can make a living with, from headshots to doing these location and environmental portraiture and all the little peripheral stuff that goes along with it. You know, as soon as I'm set up to do one of these environmental portraits in the same lighting setup and in the same 5 minutes, I can also make 20 stock images, you know, of a masseuse's hand working on somebody's shoulder, and of just her laughing smile, and of the table that she works people on, and the flowers on the wall, and all of these things can be used by the business. So that's what we're going to do. And my plan is to approach some businesses right there and see if we can't come in and do it.
I know you don't have a problem talking to people. So yeah.
And it's even easier when I'm trying to do it for the benefit of the class. I have I'm not scared. I'm more scared of disappointing the class than I am of being turned down by some business on the State Street block of Chicago that I'm never going to see again. So,
yeah, sure. So that's going to be awesome, because it's going to be a really small group. It's Levi Sim Lighting for the Real World is what we're calling it. And, you're going to teach these techniques, and then you guys are going to go out and do it. And
that's right.
Be working right with people.
In fact, Chris, let's just put it out there right now. If anybody has a business downtown or knows somebody with a business there that we can walk to within a block or two of the university center.
If you're anywhere in the South Loop down in Chicago, get in
touch.
Draw
me a line. Let's make you some powerful pictures.
Yeah.
Or if you can, I don't know, if it's something that's mobile and we can come to, we can make a good looking picture of you where we are.
Because then they'll get photos. Good point.
Exactly.
There's something in it for them. Yeah.
Yeah. If you know the guy who's got the taco truck, he gets priority.
We'll do that. Yes. Yeah. No, that's going to be great. People are going to love that. You're doing it Thursday and Friday. And Friday is just about sold out, and there's still spots on Thursday, and go sign up. It's something special to, all these things are special, the small ones, to get to work with someone like Levi one-on-one and get to really, you know, get that energy from him. It's not like a 1 or 2 hour thing. morning. It's, you know, it's an all day event, and you don't want to miss it. So that's part of it. Tell us about the other classes you're doing. I see getting ready to rock with Lightroom and rocking and rolling with Lightroom. So tell us, Levi, what do we got that's going right. here?
Well, so last year we did a Lightroom class, and we realized that it's not nearly enough to do one class. People who had experience with Lightroom were pretty disappointed that we spent almost the entire time on the basics of it. So,
dude, you could spend like all week on Lightroom.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Wait. Before we go any further, though, I mean, you're part of. I should have said this from the intro, but you're a writer at Photo Focus, and you guys also put together an amazing Lightroom book just in this last year, right?
Yeah, and actually, I don't know when the show's going to air, but until March, it's on sale for 99 cents on iTunes.
And, great. Yeah, yeah. No, it'll be up soon. So,
excellent. It's also on Scribd.
Okay, so iTunes, where else? Well, here, you'll give me all the links. I'll put them in.
Oh, yeah, I'll give you links.
Yeah,
developing
yeah.
great images with Adobe Lightroom, something like this.
Awesome.
And I'm the least of the contributors there. We've got Rich Harrington and Nicole S. Young, Nicole Z,
yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Rob Sylvan, who's the help desk. When you have a problem, if you're a Kelby member and you've got a problem, Rob is your guy who helps you, so...
That's you know, you're working with great people, team. But you know it. You're the expert. You know what's going on here. So tell us what you're doing in these two classes.
Oh, good. Well, first we'll get you started. And the thing is about Lightroom that we often don't understand what's happening with our pictures, and so we talk about what it's doing and how to organize ourselves and a lot of the little things we can do to make Lightroom really sing for us and work smashingly. Like I'm looking at my catalog right now. I've got 348,895 pictures in my catalog,
mm-hmm.
and it just performs flawlessly, which is amazing. And so I will help people to figure out how to make theirs do that also. So that'll be kind of the first class, and we'll cover some really basic stuff about the develop module in there too.
Okay. Getting yourself organized in the first one, getting ready to rock,
library,
and a little bit of develop, uh-huh. Okay,
right.
And then
in the afternoon we're gonna hit the ground running, rocking and rolling. So if you've been using Lightroom for any amount of time, and you've got a bit of an organizational structure down that you're comfortable with, but you'd like to learn how to finish your pictures in Lightroom, that's what we're gonna do. And it is gonna, I think I've got some tips that most people learn from, and everybody can garner some things. I do almost all of my photo finishing in Lightroom. I rarely use Photoshop. Lightroom does all my colors and my local adjustments and everything. It's powerful. So
I remember the first time I ever saw you. Maybe we talked about this last time I had you on, but the first time I ever saw you, the first time I ever met you, you were teaching a class on social media with Scott Bourne. And before the class started, someone was like, you had your laptop open. They're like, oh, is that Lightroom? You're like, oh yeah, let me show you something. And the next thing I knew, it was like a 20-minute Lightroom class. And before the actual class started, I was like, man, this guy really knows what he's doing. So yeah,
well,
that was awesome.
Thanks.
So people are really going to look forward to both of those. There's a lot of people out there that they're either coming from Aperture or they're like, you know, it's all about Photoshop. I think people have finally figured it out that, I mean, it's really like the, you know, de facto standard now is Lightroom, and that's what everyone's doing. So I think that people will be happy to learn more from you.
Yeah, I'm excited for it.
Yeah, this is going to be good. We have like 30 people speaking, and of those 30 instructors, you have the most classes. That's crazy.
Oh, really?
You're working overtime. So we got you doing the two workshops. You're doing two different photo walks, and you're doing both the Lightroom classes. So you have more than anyone. We're really looking forward to both the photo walks, all the Lightroom stuff, and everything else. You know, yeah, and you were here last year. I mean, all right, here, you better say something good. What was your favorite thing from last year at the conference? And I know actually you had a couple things. You went off with some people and just kept shooting all night too. And you guys got into some buildings I'd never even gotten into before. That was really cool.
That was wild. Okay, well, so that was one of the favorite things. And shall I tell you how we did that?
Sure. Yeah,
I'll tell
give
you
us some secrets.
That.
How do we get in?
The other things that were favorites, oh man, I really enjoyed the classes. I've been to a lot of conferences, and a lot of times at conferences, people give these platform talks is what they're called. And what it really means is a DVD sale. It's like watching QVC for an hour with a few Photoshop tips thrown in. But at Out of Chicago, everyone was just giving it all out there. My favorite was Marie. I'm not even going to butcher her last name.
Marie Ligneau. Yes, of course. Uh-huh.
Marie Ligneau. Her class was incredible. And I'm so glad, too. I said, gosh, you ought to take that presentation and make a book out of it.
And she did.
She did. Uh-huh. So that was cool. But her class and her approach to street photography was just incredible. So that was my favorite class of the weekend.
Yeah, you know, and everyone else, you know, in all the surveys we got back, they just loved her stuff. And it was like, Maria, are you really moving to London? Like, okay, we have to bring you back. Yeah, okay, we'll figure out a way to get you back to Chicago.
Oh,
so that's what we've done. So I'm really looking forward to having her back, too.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Well, so our Saturday night foray was also a highlight. We were just walking around making pictures with people, and we stopped in this alleyway. And I looked down the alleyway and I was like, man, this would be a cool spot. There was this spotlight of light and the sky was dimming up above. And it was a really, really tall, narrow alley. And it's right on the edge of the University Club of Chicago and the building next to it. And so that's where we were. And I stopped there and I'm looking down there wishing that we had somebody walking by who would look cool. And this guy named Max walked by with his skateboard. And I said, hey, my name's Levi. Can I make a picture of you? Okay, go stand over there. And as it happens, Max is a filmmaker himself and loves to do skateboarding films and things. So he humored us and went and stood and posed for us for a while. And this guy was doing a cigarette break outside the university club. And so Max finished up with us. And as he's walking away, these three other guys walk by with skateboards. And the guy on his cigarette break goes, hey, you guys, stop here and be in pictures. So he approached them for us. And then we photographed those guys for a while. And I said, well, that's great. We'll photograph them. But you have to stick around, too, talking to the guy who was on his cigarette break. And so he stuck around and we made some good pictures with him. I think some of these are on the.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely the one with the skateboarders. Yeah. Uh-huh. Right. It's up there.
Mm-hmm. It's up on the Out of Chicago page.
And the guy smoking the cigarette. That's the guy you got. Oh, yeah. That shot's awesome. Yeah. I love that one.
That was a fun one. And so that's all just available light right there. And because we approached him, this is what happened. We started to walk off and he says, hey, you want to go up in the skyscraper? And I said, well, yeah. And he's kind of whispering to me. And so I said, how many of us can come? And he says, well, I don't know. How many are you? I said, well, dude, I've got 20 people walking down the street right here. He's like, no, we can't do that. We can't do that. I said, well, how many? He says, well, how about four of you? I said, okay, we'll bring four of us. What time? He says, be back here at 10:30. So we came back and didn't tell Chris.
Exactly. Yes, I know. Uh-huh. You could have called me over.
And he brought us back and he took us up on the 60th floor right there of a building. I better not name which building. I don't want to get anybody
sure,
in trouble.
Yeah, no, that but, was awesome. Uh-huh.
Yeah, we went up there and photographed over the city and got a great view of what's the tall building?
Hancock Building, Sears
Hancock
Tower.
Building.
Okay.
Yeah, Hancock
Building. Yeah, and, no, you got some great shots.
Yeah, in fact, there's a post with one of those on Photo Focus. I wrote up something about vertical panos, right? Using
yeah, but the story
vertically.
Yeah, yeah, the story here though is be a nice guy, interact with people, be a nice guy. They'll be like, hey, come on up, let's shoot up here. You know, it's not, you know, people are always trying to sneak in or get around people. You know, just be nice and you'll get into places.
Absolutely, and I mean you don't. I don't know. You don't press your advantage either. You don't ask necessarily.
But then you don't say no.
Yeah, you don't
when
say
it
no.
comes up. Like, yeah, no, that's great.
It's like when I was a kid. If I went over to my friend's house and asked for treats, I got in trouble for it. But right. If I went over and they offered me treats, that was okay.
Exactly. exactly.
Trying to teach my little girl that now.
That's good. So you guys had a ton of fun. Everyone had a ton of fun last year, and you did a great job with all your classes. So we're super excited to have you back again, and that's going to be great. Do you have any other projects coming up? Or you know what? That reminds me of the other project. We talked about this last time, your Steve Jobs portraits. We'll wrap this up. But you've been doing that like crazy. And then I remember one morning, you know, going through Facebook where I'm like, oh, here's a whole nother blog post of all the Steve Jobs portraits. That's pretty cool. And I'm like, wait a minute. Is that on Scott Kelby's blog? Is that my friend Levi Simmies on Scott Kelby's blog? Are you kidding me? How did that come about?
Oh, man. That was amazing.
That was amazing. I agree.
Yeah, when I started photography in 2009, I started reading Scott's blog immediately. Scott Kelby's blog was my number one place, and I thought to myself, "Man, I'll know I've made it when I get invited to be on Scott Kelby's blog."
So you've made it.
I made it. That was like the only goal I ever set for photography.
You're done.
I'm giving up. Well, I was at the Kelby tour, the Kelby training tour, Kelby One training. I don't know how they call it anymore.
Kelby One.
yeah. Here in Portland. And I went and saw Scott teaching. And I've bumped into his assistant, Brad, at conferences all over the place. And I've introduced myself to Scott a few times. Scott knows so many people and meets so many people. I don't expect him to remember me. But
yeah. Oh, is that another Levi? Okay, great. Right?
It's that guy with the hat again.
Yeah.
But Brad remembered me, so Brad walked up and we were talking. And after the conference, he came up and said, "Hey, have you done a blog guest blog for us yet?" And I said, "No." He said, "Why don't you write one up?" And so that was it.
I was
on cloud nine for 2 weeks until it posted, and then I had my 15 minutes. But yeah, the Steve Jobs portrait project is what I wrote about. And as it turns out, that was also the sixth most commented on guest blog.
Yes, that's right. That was I saw that anything. Too. That
yeah, is I was crazy. I was excited about it, but it doesn't mean anything.
That is crazy. Well, actually, we had you on before, so if people want to go hear all about your Steve Jobs portraits, you went in depth on that, on everything you do, and you help use it to help people with their own business and that. So
absolutely,
go back
I'll set it up at the conference too, and we'll do some Steve Jobs portraits.
Now that would be cool. Yeah. Yeah. I'll get in there for that one.
Excellent. Hey, you know, maybe I'll do that for a photo walk.
Okay. Yeah. We'll figure it out.
We'll go to the park and set up in the park and get thrown out.
That sounds good to me.
wouldn't be the first time I got thrown out of Millennium Park. So.
Perfect. All right. No, that sounds really good. All right. Well, I want to wrap it up. So tell us all the places we should go to see your work and follow you.
Oh man, I've been going crazy on Instagram. I discovered Instagram recently. Good. I use it with Lightroom Mobile.
I need to do
Mobile.
That too. Okay.
Yeah, you got to try Lightroom Mobile if you're not.
I have done Lightroom Mobile.
It's the simplest way to get pictures into Instagram.
Yeah, I saw you posting about that and Nicole Z and yeah. So, yeah. Okay. So I'll do that. I'll link to that article that you guys did or whatever too. So,
so on Instagram, I'm at Photo Levi and Twitter at Photo Levi. And then my latest work always ends up on photofocus.com, so you can find me there.
Fantastic. All right. This is the guy. This is Levi Sim with more energy than anyone else that I've ever known. And as soon as he gets up in front of the class, he just brings everyone else to that same level of energy. And it's one of the most amazing things you've ever seen. So you want to be a part of it. You want a little bit of that to rub off on you and go out and shoot in the streets of Chicago with Levi. So thank you very much, Levi. Anything else you want to leave us with?
Just get out there and make some pictures.
Fantastic. I agree. All right. Well, thank you so much, and we will see you this summer.
Thanks, Chris.
All right. Thank you, Levi. All right. Thank you, Levi. That was fantastic. Stay tuned. Over the next few days, we'll have an interview with Mike McDonald and another one with Juan Pons. So go to outofchicago.com/conference to sign up, and we'll see you next time. I'm Chris Smith. Thank you for joining us.